dairy industry says the average price of a gallon of milk in New York City has risen to $4. Prices throughout the Northeast, according to government statistics, are 19% higher than 2 years ago. That's more than some people can afford. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports each week in Manhattan and the Bronx, a van delivering free low-fat milk is attracting hundreds of people.
Victor Altener works for Milk from the Heart. Each Thursday, he parks on the corner of 127th Street in Frederick Douglass and passes out cartons of low-fat milk that fill the ice chests in the back of his van.
Each family gets a bag, which is 2 quarts.
It's a rainy Thursday and a line has formed for the milk. Robert Matthews is standing in the doorway of a nearby building trying to keep dry. He's the self-appointed line organizer and says if not for the rain, the line would be 3 times as long.
Believe me, there's like over 100 people here every time they come.
Matthews says he's an out-of-work elevator mechanic, and he's there not for himself, but for his grandkids.
My son is out of work. My son-in-law is out of work. Both of them. You know what I mean? So it's only their wives that's really doing it. So things are hard. So I get milk from them every week to take in the Bronx to help them out.
The Milk from the Heart program was started in February to bring low-fat milk to low-income children. Jonah Nelson is project coordinator.
We wanted to pilot the program just to see if it would work, if we could go to 3 or 4 locations and hand out a few hundred quarts of milk a week. And the need, it exploded completely, and we hand out about 14,000 quarts a month as of now.
Many in the line consider the price of milk at delis and supermarkets too high. A block and a half away at Steve's Deli and Fruit, Malik Al-Rube says he's charging a fair price for his milk. The deli manager says he buys milk from a supplier in Queens for $3.12 a gallon and sells it for $3.69.
So I'm not making a lot of profit, just to bring the customer in to be happy. I sell it all because it's a good price.
Prices vary from deli to deli, and some charge as much as $4.29. The state has rules against price gouging, but considers a variety of factors, including a store's overhead costs, when determining whether a price is excessive. Another factor in the rising price of milk is how much farmers get paid for it. The federal government sets the price, and exports have a lot to do with it. Since the dollar is weak right now, demand from overseas is high, which means the price being paid to dairy farmers has reached record levels. But milk prices fluctuate dramatically. One New York dairy farmer, Tunis Sweetman, says in 2009, when exports dropped dramatically along with the price of milk, dairy farmers went deep in the red.
By mid-2010, the milk price did start to recover. However, as the milk price started to recover, the grain prices began an upward spike. And the grain prices that we're paying to feed our cows to produce the milk have gone to record levels.
Back at the milk line on 127th Street, no one was discussing who to blame for the price of milk. Instead, people waited patiently in the rain to collect their 2 quarts. Some with large families said the milk would be gone in a day. Others were hoping to make it last until next week when the van would return. It took about 45 minutes to empty the milk van. And workers say, as usual, milk ran out before the line did. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
You're welcome. Oh, man.